Today on the DML News Podcast, if you live in Pittsburgh, you're not going to have a police officer responding to you anymore. That's kind of scary. Plus, if you're taking a flight on Boeing, you better pray twice, once for you and once for the plane. And then, of course, we're going to go into Biden versus Trump and what the two of them did this weekend that shows the big, huge difference between the two men. Get ready. We're ready to rock and roll. And it's all unfiltered.
Dennis Michael Lynch gives you his word, and he will never let you down. He will always fight for America.
The only one who really puts his money where his mouth is Dennis Michael Lynch.
Hello, I'm Dennis Michael Lynch, and I thank you for joining me today. Across from me is Denny with his new stylish haircut, looking really snapper, if I may say. I should say dapper. Snapper is a fish. And snappy. Snappy. Sizzling over there, babe. Your girlfriend's a lucky, lucky girl. And then, of course, we've got Ryan in the background over there hiding behind all the technology, but he is a smart man. We are going to bring him into the conversation today, so he should put his microphone on. That is Daddy telling you what to do. That being said, we are going to give you a good program today. We're going to start off with a five-second video. Ryan will actually play it twice in a row in case you miss it the first time, because it's that important what it is that you hear from Fox News telling you about inflation and inflation versus the amount that food is going up. We're going to talk a little bit about fake food in a second, but Ryan's going to play that video. Play the video from Fox News. Tell the people about how much more they're paying for food, Ryan, than they were back when Trump was the president.
Grocery prices have skyrocketed 25% since 2019, outpacing overall inflation. Grocery prices have skyrocketed 25% since 2019, outpacing overall inflation.
You know, we opened the show with this for two reasons. Number one, obviously, is we're going to just beat down on Biden and just talk about how he's focused on things like Ukraine, and Ukraine is not bringing down the price of chicken or eggs. But before we get into that, the reason why we lead with this is we want to tell you two things that are very, very important if you are a DML News app, Team DML member, and if you are a customer of DML CBD. We have started an analysis here at our companies. And when I say we, I'm talking about the boys, myself, Mary, Ashley, and we are going to be making some significant announcements in the weeks and months to come about how certain things are going to be changing forever. And a lot of that change is dictated by outside forces that we have no control over. So let me start by saying, don't read into it. Don't worry about what I just said. Just know that it's coming, because we're going to be talking about it a lot. On the CBD side of things, we are going to be making a significant shift in how it is that we sell and when we sell our CBD products, which are life-changing as far as I'm concerned. There is a site-wide BOGO coming up. It is going to start, I think we're going to start it on the 18th of March. I think that's a Monday. That BOGO is going to last till the end of March. Everything on that website, DML CBD, is going to be a buy one, get one free. You are going to want to grab what you can, and you want to grab as much as you can. The BOGOs are starting to come to an end. So we'll get deeper into why that's happening. But one of the big, huge reasons that's forcing it is Bidenomics. Bidenomics is putting pressure on every single person in the country and every single business, especially small businesses. And so what we've got to make sure of is that we find a way to where we could continue to operate successfully, because if you're not making money, you can't keep the lights on. So we have a very nice plan, and it's going to help us both in the media and the CBD business. However, at the same time, is it may impact you in the sense that you won't have the same buying opportunities as often as we've had them for you. So you're going to want to load up when we do those BOGOs. So I'm giving you the heads up now. From the 17th to the 31st of March, we are going to have a site-wide BOGO sale that you are not going to want to miss. And you're going to want to make sure you buy enough to carry yourself out, because these BOGOs are coming. They're going to be less and far between. That being said, Dennis, Biden is a disaster. We know this. And when he was all amped up, as far as I'm concerned, on his State of the Union. In fact, the Washington Times actually ran a story over the weekend claiming that a psychiatrist who deals with people, patients who are on Adderall and, you know, amphetamines of any kind there, that all of the telltale signs that they're on those drugs can be seen through their mannerisms, their speech pattern, how they act, how they speak with their hands and whatever. And that psychiatrist said that every single last thing that he did at that State of the Union proved to them, that's this particular psychiatrist, that he was actually on those drugs. Now, that being said, one of the things he did was come out of his fake shell that he plays, and he used the word illegal when referring to the person who is accused of killing Lake and Riley.
Which is a legally recognized term, by the way, which I know you know.
Illegal alien is a legal term which is in almost every single Supreme Court ruling that has something to do with immigration or illegal immigration. It is a legal term. It's not like the N-word. Illegal alien is a term. An alien is a person. An illegal alien, somebody coming. I mean, if you remember Sting, I just saw the Sting part. He had a song called I Am an Illegal Alien. You know, it is a real term. It's not a derogatory term. It is a real term. That being said, he used the word illegal to describe the accused killer of Lake and Riley. And the left has gone bat crazy over this. Biden, falling to the pressure, goes on MSNBC and apologizes for it. Let's play that video and get what Dennis's reaction is when we come back.
But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look.
Utterly disgusting. And I know that's been a lot of people's reactions. You know, I was texting our buddy Sam, and I just don't know how much lower the bar can go. Like, the bar is pretty low, but every time I think it's at its lowest, it continues to go low. There's also LaFonza Butler, right? She's a Democrat senator from California. Nancy Pelosi, all of them have been running cover with the, oh, he didn't mean to use illegal. It's, you know, it's wrong to describe the murderer of a 22-year-old American girl in that context. And the fact that they are running so much cover to protect a person who shouldn't be here and a person that murdered an innocent woman.
We should say accused.
Accused, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we know.
So even so, right? Even if it was accused, like he is an illegal alien. That is by the legal term. And I don't think there's a starker comparison to Biden doing a sheepish interview like that, you know, trying to apologize and run cover for, you know, this accused killer. And then you have Trump, who is hugging the parents of Lake and Riley and actually, you know, showing some consoling, and then also beats Biden, rightfully so, saying like, how dare you, you know, backtrack on the correct term, you know, he says it in his Truth Social post. This man is an illegal alien. So it's really gross. I don't know how anyone who, you know, voted for Biden is sees that. And it's like, oh yeah, that's okay. Like, you know, let's do it. But look, everything's backwards with him. I mean, you just talked about the Bidenomics video, you know, food up by 25%. I mean, Ryan and I were just watching Fox the other night, and you know, that's on food, but they had like this random graph of different things. I think it was like laptop parts, medical aid supplies, eye contacts if you need them. And they're up by like triple digit percentages in terms of inflation. So, you know, even today, my haircut, it's talking to the guy, and you know, he was asking about CBD. And I was like, yeah, you know, it's good stuff. It's just, you know, everything else, when the prices go up, it's hard. And he's like, oh, tell me about it. You know, Ryan and I, we talked to a woman who was in our apartment complex, and she was joking about how, you know, she's basically going to be running her car into the ground because to get it, you know, fixed up is too costly. So, you know, if everything's just so out of reach, you know, you're going to have a society that struggles, and yet their priority is to make sure that we don't be offensive to the man that very much likely murdered an innocent woman in Georgia.
You know, before we came on, we were talking about how, and I posted this today on Facebook, how saying things that you don't mean for the sake of trying to be politically correct or trying to appease somebody else. It really, it may feel like it's working at the time, but it really doesn't work because you're not being yourself. You're not being truthful. I'm going to read something that I posted on Facebook this morning, just only hours ago. Already it's in the hundreds of shares, hundreds of comments. I said, it's easy to compromise who you are to get ahead. You appease others by doing things you don't like, or you say things you truly do not believe. You do these things to either get ahead, keep peace, or to get a raise, etc. You do it to make someone like you. But in compromising yourself, you actually set yourself back. What's the point of getting ahead or having someone like you if it's not really who you are? Be yourself at all times, no matter what, and you will experience a freedom like nothing you've ever felt. I know Trump from time to time can really come out and sound a little unhinged. I know he is still protecting the COVID vaccine because he was the one who got it through, and it works to his storyline if he keeps on saying that this is a good thing. But you take the couple of things that Trump does wrong and you put them to the side and you really focus in on the person. Trump never pretends to be somebody he is not. And that's why it is almost impossible not to at least appreciate him and who he is and what he does. You know what you're going to get. You just talked last week's show about how it is you've been watching a lot of videos of Biden, the Biden of yesterday versus the Biden today. The Biden today is saying things and doing things that I truly believe he doesn't believe. And I think it's because he's either compromised, Barack Obama's got him on a puppet string somehow, some way. And that's why when you actually do drug him up with Adderall or amphetamines, if that's actually what happened, that's why he actually gets diarrhea of the mouth. He cannot hold back what he really feels. Joe Biden knows that that is an illegal alien. And he knows deep in his heart when he goes and apologizes on MSNBC, he's doing that to appease the radical left.
And totally. And it's not just even him, because take away the Rashidas and the AOCs, because they've always been in that radical category.
Correct.
I just watched a video of Chuck Schumer in 2009 talking about how illegal immigration is wrong. You won't catch him saying that now.
Oh, no.
So so even the stalwart Democrats back from 10, 15 years past were still in office. You know, they were of that same mindset, like, hey, like this, even if they wanted maybe the votes, they knew that it was not a topic that was widely acceptable whatsoever. You know, illegal immigration is disrespectful and disgraceful to those that come legally. And it's wrong. It's a burden on our border patrol. It's a clear indication we don't protect our borders. And yet the entire rhetoric has changed so drastically that you have them going on news program saying we shouldn't be using that word.
And here's why this happens. As far as I'm concerned, here's why this happens. Look at your news. Read websites of all the big places. Look who's advertising on those television shows. Look who's advertising on those websites. Even Fox News. Has it blown you away yet that you have seen TikTok commercials
all the time
on Fox News? Do you know how much money they're paying Fox News? So pharmaceutical companies are the biggest advertisers there are. So when you put it all together, you start to realize that the news organizations and the politicians who get donations from these big lobbying firms and from these companies are going to always position their messaging towards their supporters, whether it's a supporter who's giving you money through advertising or a supporter through donations. And therefore, the real message that needs to come out doesn't come out. It's influenced by money. Look at the same thing you have with, when you talk about who wants the illegal immigration into this country, banks love it. The banks love it. These government organizations that are making a fortune, they love it. You know, even the supermarkets, if you think about it, the supermarkets, all these supermarkets love it. It's more people buying their food at an inflated price, even if it's coming with an EDP card. So all the big corporations, all the big media outlets are supportive of this kind of radicalization that has come through our country, whether it's on the immigration side, where you hear the days of old when it used to be that you used to cater to the American people, right? Clinton saying illegal immigration is bad, Obama saying it's bad, Biden's saying it's bad. You and I can get all the videos we want. Hillary Clinton saying it's bad. All of them said it's bad. But today, so many people are making money off the illegal alien population, including all these websites. I mean, there's tons of people who are making a fortune because the websites are making money from the people who are also making money from it. They want it to continue to continue, and the left wants to stay in power, and they don't care anymore about you or me or even the Democrats who are screaming out loud, why are you letting this happen? Think about how many people have been screaming, why are you letting these borders happen? Biden can, with a swipe of a pen, end it tomorrow. Instead, he just blames it on the Republicans, and he keeps it going because that's their plan. Now, you can take this, Dennis, into any part of American life. Look what just happened with Boeing today. Look what's happened with Boeing. Boeing, it's the same thing. The politicians tell you, they tell me that they care about our lives, they care about our health, they care about our well-being and our wages and our economy, yet they keep the borders open. And we know that impacts negatively all the things we just talked about, health, wealth, happiness, jobs, you name it. So they're going to tell us, we're going to check you 15 times over before you get on that airplane. Empty your pockets, put your hands up. Let me scan you for something that can hurt other people. But nobody's doing the same thing to the airplanes anymore. We're just letting these airplanes deteriorate. We're letting Boeing and other people putting airplanes together and barely even turning in the screws. We're letting investigations go past. We're putting people in harm's way every single day on these planes. Tell people what just happened on a flight, on a 787 Boeing flight, what happened and how many people got hurt. And then let you play the video and stuff that you have.
I'll even go through the list, right? Because I'll lead up to what just even happened today. You have earlier in January, the Alaskan Air flight where the door gets blown off.
It's a Boeing flight.
Boeing flight. Under Alaska. And that's the thing. All these airlines have Boeing airplanes.
Right.
So you have the one that was in Alaska. Then there was another one that was flying from San Francisco to Japan, technical issues. Then you had one that was flying out of Houston, and the wheel literally drops off from the plane and smashes into a bunch of cars in the parking lot.
We have a video of that.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe Ryan will just overplay it
Play it as B-roll, right?
Yeah. And that all just happened a few days ago in a two-day span. And now you have today where it was a flight from, it was supposed to be Australia to New Zealand, then hopping over to Chile. And again, technical issue mid-flight, and you have 50 people flying up into the cabin and getting hurt.
Yeah. So in fact, let me read this. I have this on the thing. It said at least 50 people were injured Monday after Boeing 787 dipped so dramatically into a nosedive for a couple of seconds that it caused passengers to slam into the roof of the cabin.
Yeah. You know,
is it technical or is it the pilot error? And is the pilot somebody who is coming through the DEI program?
Which I'll even get to in a second because, you know, you always use that analogy when we talk about how do we better America, you know, in order to then also help others out there. And you always say, like, you can't help others, like with the analogy of the plane. The masks come down, you have to put it on first, and then you do it for the passenger next to you if there's an issue with the oxygen masks. Well, I hope you're not on a Boeing because you may not even get them released. So
You may not even get them released.
So the analogy may just fail there. But to your point, I think this all probably or most likely alludes back to DEI. We even have a video of the whistleblower talking about how Boeing's CEO and then the NTSB, which is the Transportation Board, not putting any proper investigation into it. And I think the reason they're not touching it is because here's a letter from the CEO, David Calhoun, of last year to his team company-wide. Our company's success and innovation is driven by how we work together and live our values in everything we do. This includes prioritizing diversity and inclusion as measurable business imperatives that are vital to achieving better business outcomes. So I'm going to skip a little bit through. Here is the 2022 Global Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Report from Boeing. Racial and ethnic minority representation within our U.S. workforce has increased from 31.2% in 2020 to 32.7% in 2021, which is above average for the aerospace and defense industry, yet not improving at the rate we want to see. Compared to last year's report, the representation of women in our U.S. workforce has increased due to hiring efforts and stronger retention. While the pandemic spurred challenges for many companies and industries, the exit rates for women, men, and teammates of all races at Boeing were within 1 point of each other for each quarter in 2021, an improvement compared to 2020. The Seek, Speak, and Listen Habits report we are building across the enterprise have been a significant driver of inclusion over the last year. Since we introduced the simple yet impactful habits report in 2021, 85% of team members surveyed reported using the habits in their daily interactions. 74% feel the habits are helping teams identify and address issues before they become major problems. And 73% feel the habits are helping their team achieve better business results, such as improved performance, safety, and quality for all. So their priorities are completely out of whack. Do we want to play the video?
Ryan, play the video of the whistleblower going on television and explaining how Boeing is actually operating, or lack thereof, operating correctly.
Now, again, we don't have a Boeing rep here, but I ask you, how can Boeing allegedly not fully cooperate with the NTSB? How is that even possible?
You know, it's absolutely inexcusable. I mean, the CEO has gone out repeatedly saying that he was going to be fully cooperative and transparent. But honestly, this is nothing new to us, because just like the Lion Air crash and the Ethiopian crash, Boeing was not forthcoming at all. And so we really shouldn't be surprised about that. You know, one thing I want to mention is the NTSB chair announced this to the Senate the other day, that they weren't cooperating. But, you know, the NTSB sat on this for 2 months. I mean, at the moment that they first knew that Boeing was not cooperating, they really had an obligation to alert the public. And instead, they stood by idly as Boeing and the FAA rushed that plane back in service. And they still have all these unresolved questions. So I got to tell you that it's concerning to me that the NTSB didn't think it was important enough, and they sat on that information for 2 months until the Senate asked.
You know, I remember, I don't know if it was him or whoever it was, saying that they had toured these factories and that they had seen that planes were put together without even the screws being in. There is an unbelievable amount of pressure on workers to increase output at any cost, even if it's safety. And then the money that's being saved by turning a blind eye and ignoring maybe a second or third safety check, they're putting that money into DEI training. It's just absolutely insane. And, you know, I was just writing this down. Some of the biggest mishaps that happen, some of the biggest, what are you talking about? Things that go on always seem to happen in three areas: air travel, right? Manufacturers of that kind of thing, pharmaceuticals, and military contractors. And if you go and you take a look at who some of the bigger donors are, and I should also say social media companies, these people get away with everything. Those four get away with everything. And you got to say, why do they get away with everything? Why is Facebook allowed to get away with everything? Why is Boeing get away with everything? Why is Pfizer getting away with all this stuff? And all you have to do is look back and see how much they donate every single year to politicians.
Totally. And look, I mean, like, I think women and people of all races are obviously, it goes without saying, very important to the American workforce. But to have it pushed in a unprofessional manner through DEI, it's why the new expression DEI is where work goes to die. Yeah. Because, I mean, great example, right? Biden signed or tried implementing the CHIPS Act, which was the Taiwan semiconductor company coming to the U.S. and starting factories to build those semiconductor chips, which, if you just need a quick layman's term, it goes in almost every technology you can possibly think of. Mm-hmm. And I was just reading it, I think it was yesterday or the day before. They, with us, meaning the government, are so insistent on incorporating DEI into these big companies that, you know, this was happening to the Taiwan company here. And now they're pulling back all their factories because 2 months in, they're being forced to hire people they don't actually want to hire because, you know, they get points for a diversity check or gender check, you know? So, I mean, look, that nursing is probably one of the most important jobs in the country, and it's very female heavy. You know, what's so wrong with that? You know, if you're going to start trying to push in men unnecessarily and not, and, you know, them not be as trained or well, I'd be pissed, you know? So when it comes to air travel, which is a very critical industry, I mean, it's changed the way we do travel in the world and in the US. You know, you're going to have people who are going to just start saying, like, do we want to go on this plane? Do we want to go? I mean, you don't
already
even
do that.
You already, do that. So you're going to have more people in your boat than we even realize. You know?
Okay. And then you know what else you're going to get? You're going to start getting, to your point about nurses, you're going to start getting people say, do I even want to go to the hospital? We recently, one of my great friends just had their daughter just graduated nursing school. And we were talking about going out and getting the first job or whatever it may be. And they said, you know, getting your first job in nursing is tough because right now, and this is what they said to them, right now, the people that have been recruited to learn nursing, like, you know, to almost get like an apprenticeship program at a hospital, they're all jammed up. They're all packed out because you know what they're doing? At this point, they're taking any Tom, Dick, or Harry, trying to push them through and then just get them into a services part. And I said, you know, it's funny you say that because if I go to Mayo Clinic, it's like going to the A-team. I can't even express to you how great it is. You go to any other hospital. We've got a Cleveland. I don't have no problem saying it. We got a Cleveland Clinic by us, and some of the people that come into the room when you're there in the emergency room or you're in any kind of room getting testing and stuff, and they tell you to roll up your arm and that they're going to take your IV or they're going to administer a drug. First of all, they could barely speak any English to begin with in a lot of different places, and number two is, it's like, I want to ask him, did you just come off the fryer later at McDonald's and now you're freaking taking an IV for me? And I'll always say, double check what it is that drug is that you're about to give me or medication, because you will have no confidence in these people. They're just so inept.
Yeah.
And that's where we're pushing. We are not putting people in a position based on their talents. We are putting people into positions based on the way they look or how they identify through their pronouns, if you will. And that is a deadly sin. We are going to pay a deep price for this, whether it's air travel, whether it's lack of military support and protection of our borders and of our country, or if it is, like we just watched go on with what happened with COVID and how it is that they're jamming people with a vaccine that did not have its right time to materialize as a tested, proven, working or not working product. You know, I just saw a video. Pfizer just paid $6.6 billion to buy a pharmaceutical company or a medical company. And that medical company, you know what they specialize in? Trying to heal myocarditis from vaccine injury. That tells you so much right there, you know? So everything that we see in the news right now is just so unbelievable. You just cannot get grasp of how this is all happening. You know, last word on that to you.
It's funny with the COVID thing, because they just had that FOIA, like the Freedom of Information Act. And they released documents regarding the vaccine, and 95% of it was redacted.
Talk about releasing documents. Let's just shift here for a second. I want to give you some of the big headlines leading into what I think is the biggest headline. Some of the big headlines over the weekend are worth mentioning. We don't have to get into deep conversation about them other than, oh, not shocked. Listen to this one. This came out of Fox News yesterday. The January 6th Congressional Committee allegedly falsely claimed it did not have evidence showing President Trump's administration requested National Guard assistance, according to a report detailed a hidden transcript that was recently released. The former January 6th Select Committee apparently withheld critical witness testimony from the American people because it contradicted their predetermined narrative. The testimony proves that Mr. Meadows has said all along, which was President Trump did in fact offer 10,000 National Guard troops to secure the U.S. Capitol, which was turned down. This was put out by Georgia Republican Representative Barry Loudermilk. He put out a statement on Monday. Some guy, Mr. Ornato, had given testimony saying, no, they did ask for the January 6th stuff, but you know, they pretended like it didn't, and it was held back. I mean, that is just, how do you trust any kind of system when that sort of thing happens? You know, here's another thing that just came out over the weekend and talking about documentation. Fake green cards, stolen Social Security cards, and other bogus ID cards are being sold to illegal aliens in the state of New York. The sales are being carried out by criminals with ties to dangerous gangs like MS-13. This is according to a report in New York Post. This is happening in the middle of the day in New York City on a street called Roosevelt Avenue, which if anybody saw They Come to America, it's the first time I ever introduced Mike Cutler to everybody. And we're going under an L train, and that's Roosevelt Avenue, where almost anything happens. We know this is happening. We know it's taking place, and nobody's doing anything. You know, the last time we gave out fake documentation of this kind to illegal aliens, we wound up with the thing called 9/11.
Yeah.
One other one, just rip you, blow your mind, and then we'll get into the big one here. Freedom of speech is definitely on the chopping block in New York City, Dennis. Last week, we played a video showing that Letitia James got up at an FDNY, Fire Department of New York, ceremony to give, I don't know what you say, praise to the first black chaplain at the NYPD. And people in the audience, firefighters and people from the union, started screaming Trump, 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 which they have the right to do. And now they're actually investigating the FDNY bowing to the city is investigating to see who it is that was doing the Trump chants. Suddenly, you're not allowed to chant for anything you believe in anymore.
It might be half the audience, because when I watched that video, it wasn't like some heckler. Like, it was a corral of people. Yeah, first, it was boos, and not because of the first black chaplain. It was because of Letitia James's leadership style. And then followed by the Trump, Trump, Trump. And look, you know, they're saying, you know, turn yourselves in because we're going to re-educate you. Sounds like a very slippery slope. And let's be honest, even if they were to be the goody two shoes of, oh, it was me, really think they're just going to be like, oh, well, you know, it's okay. At least, like, you know, you turned yourself in and, you know, it's all right. We're just going to give you a pass. Not a chance.
Re-educate or reprogram.
Exactly. Yep. And, you know, again, like, just what's happening in that state, I think everyone knows it's bad, but I think it maybe hurts like the three of us a little more because, you know, we grew up there, and it's the I don't even want to say evolution, the de-evolution of that state is just very sad.
It's the de-evolution of the country if you look at it. I mean, yes, in Florida here, we sort of live in a bubble, and that's great, but it is the de-evolution of the country, and we've got to pray every single day that Trump actually gets in there and he could reverse this stuff, because what we're about to tell you now just absolutely boggles the mind. Ryan, please play the news report that's coming out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, right this very second.
Rick, what was the big takeaway today?
Yeah, Susan, residents of the city will see a major change in the way police respond. They will no longer respond to calls that aren't considered in progress emergency. That means calls like criminal mischief, theft, harassment, and most burglary alarms will all be handled by an enhanced telephone reporting unit. That means residents will file a police report over the phone. Officers will not respond unless it's an emergency. Also, between the hours of 3 a.m. and 7 a.m., there will be no officers at any of the six stations throughout the city. Call boxes that link directly to 911 have been installed for people to use in case of an emergency. And during the overnight shift, there will be as few as 20 officers to cover the entire city. The chief said today the data supports that.
Yes, it's enough to cover the entire city in those hours when we have 8% of the time people are calling. I'm confident in the decisions that we make, that it impacts this bureau and the city in a much better way than we have in the past.
Now, the chief also acknowledging today that some of these changes are due to staffing shortages. He's down to 740 officers, well below the 850 they would like to have. Now, coming up new at 5, residents, city council, and the police union all weighing in on these big changes that begin Monday. Live in the studio, Rick Earl, Channel 11 News.
Wow, Dennis. So if you're in trouble and you want to call a cop, ain't going to happen?
You know, there's a movie, and it became a series. It came out a few years ago. Maybe our audience has seen it. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called The Purge. And in the movie The Purge, once a year, it's a dystopian kind of movie, but one day a year, all crime is legal. For Pittsburgh, basically from the hours of, what was it, 7 p.m. to 3 a.m., or basically night into late morning, the purge is basically permitted. Yeah. Like that is the best way to describe it. You can commit whatever you want, and police are not answering that phone.
Ryan, let me ask you a question. If you had to predict right now, 1 year from now, the statistics in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, what do you think that they're going to reflect?
Probably going to lead the country in crime. Because if you're only having, 20 police officers patrolling the entire city of Pittsburgh?
And your calls for help won't be responded to, right? Yeah. There's totally nothing there. Yeah,
there's only 20. I think it was 20 people are patrolling. And that's
Pittsburgh.
It. Yeah, Pittsburgh.
A major U.S. city.
Yeah. And you think they're going to like really do their job? They're going to sit in their police car because they're going to be like, I have no backup. Why am I going to go put myself in harm's way?
That's a good point.
And can you blame them?
No, I can't blame them at all.
No. So to Ryan's point, let's look at all the things that this trickles down into. Number one, to his point, cops are going to be forced into lacking spine. They're going to say, I'm not going to do that. You're telling me there's a call right now with 30 people beating the crap out of three innocent people? I'm not going to do that right now because then they're going to be beating the crap out of four innocent people. One's going to be me. So, you know, that's number one. Cops are going to give up. Number two is people are going to start taking the law into their own hands. They're going to have no other choice. And now all of a sudden you're going to start to see, like he said, crime's going to go up. Homicide's going to go up. Murder's going to go up. Drug overdoses are going to go up. Theft, that's where you're going to see the most of it. Theft, where buildings are just going to be broken into and looted in ways that we're used to see with BLM and in San Francisco. I mean, it is going to be unhinged. And what we will see, I guarantee you this, 1 year from now, we will see what we see in Portland and we see in Seattle, all these places that defunded the police, all recognizing the fact that it's not a smart play and now trying to figure out, just like they did in Washington, D.C., the same thing. How do we get our police back? Because we've got to get our affairs in order. And the problem will be you won't be able to recruit any police because anybody with what I would say to my sons, if you guys said, hey, you know what? The cops right now in Pittsburgh are looking to pay $90,000 to start. I say it wouldn't matter if they paid you $9 million to start. You're not doing that. Go do that. So parents are going to talk their children away from going to that kind of job because you're just putting yourself in harm's way, both physically and from a freedom standpoint. Think about how many cops today are sitting in a jail cell because all they did was carry out their job.
Right.
But because political correctness has taken over the country and victims are now criminals and criminals are now victims, they're the example and they're sitting in jail. Who wants that? Who wants that?
I mean, like even with New York, right? They Hochul's got the National Guard there. That's not supposed to be a permanent solution. You know, how long are they going to be there to try and deter subway crime? And I've been looking at the videos, you know, like, if you know the National Guard's there, then you're just not going to go use the subway for crime. So they're there checking the purses of old ladies. Like, that's not who's committing those crimes, you know? So if that's what's going to be, like, police are supposed to serve their communities, serve their cities, because it's their job. The National Guard's supposed to be emergency response, essentially, for, like, a state emergency. Besides even just New York, and now obviously Pittsburgh, I think the most critical points right now are our major cities. You know, our cities are not good. I can't really, other than a few in Florida, I can't really name a healthy U.S. city where it's you're going to feel good about the crime. You're going to feel good, meaning like, you know, less crime. You're going to feel good about police protection. So, you know, how good is a country if their own big cities are not safe to live in?
Yeah. And sooner or later,
but according to Biden, we're the safest we've ever been.
Since he took over.
Yeah.
Since he took over, we're all feeling very safe. I feel very safe.
Doing my Mike Johnson eye roll.
Yeah, I feel. We're going to end the program here with another one of those things where you just want to slap your head and say, what the hell's going on here? But it is another little bit of the radical left display that just needs to be given. Madonna, who used to actually be an icon, even though I always felt her to be what, I mean, if somebody said to me, give me a picture of somebody who you think represents a slut, I would give Madonna. I mean, I'd say Madonna. You know what I mean? Like that's it. I've always believed that she was the epitome of what a slut is. I have no problem saying it. If Madonna wants to come say something to my face, come try to get me, honey. With that said, she has fallen so far from grace. It is unbelievable. Last week, we showed a video, or 2 weeks ago, we showed a video, or at least we had it on our website on the DML News app, of her falling on a stage and then saying that somebody was going to get fired because of that. Today, we show how idiotic she is. So for those of you who are listening, even those of you who are watching, because the video doesn't show it enough. She is at a concert. Everybody is standing for her. But there's one person who isn't standing. Turns out to be that person is in a wheelchair. But Madonna doesn't recognize it at first. And she calls the person out for not standing, walks over to the corner of the stage. Everybody's cheering as if she's going to call the person out. Then Madonna actually sees that the person's in a wheelchair.
Take this guy with me. What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here. Oh my God.
Denny, what? Final word goes to you.
Who is still going to a Madonna concert? I mean, she is 65 years old, and you used the word grace earlier. I mean, there is a thing called aging with grace. I mean, you just watched Billy Joel, but Billy Joel's not, you know, out there like literally rocking, you know, he's probably what, by his piano doing what he does best. And yet, you know, I've seen the videos. I think she thinks she's 25, not 65, but
yeah.
To your point, no apology. And also like doesn't stay, even if the person wasn't in a wheelchair, they paid, you know, concert tickets. They're not required to do anything. They're there right. to attend. So why is she going to be like, why aren't you standing with the everyone else who's standing? It's not something to...
She's beating the crap out of her own fan.
Yeah.
It's one thing...
I wouldn't want to buy another Madonna ticket if I was that person. You know, it's just...
Look, as somebody who has fans and supporters and followers, as I do, right? Or as we do, I should say, at this point now. I mean, if one of my fans or supporters lashes out at me, and I get that, unfortunately, once a week... Right? Okay. You lashed out at me. I'm going to lash back at you. You know, you should have just kept your opinion to yourself. You didn't. Now you opened yourself up and we're going to go, you know, toe to toe. Now that's not a bad thing. I've got a million people following me. If I get one person a week who's upset with something, so be it. But imagine if somebody came to see me and from the front row didn't do anything but smile at me and cheer for me, but was sitting down and I ripped at that person. Who does that? Who does that? She's deranged. I told you, every Democrat, every liberal, not just in America, in the world, needs to be autopsied. And once we autopsy them, we would know what the problem was.
The autopsy of Madonna would be scary, considering all the Botox. I mean, if you have seen really recent photos of her, like she looks like the thing from the Saw movies, like the Jigsaw clone. Yeah. It's really scary.
I'd like to take a bet. You know what I mean? You know that song? Like a virgin... touched for the very first time. I guarantee you that she doesn't even know what it's like to be a virgin. I bet she gave up her virginity long, long, long ago, a lot earlier than any father wants to see his daughter do it. I think she's been laid more than the railroad tracks for Amtrak. Right? She is what you call a bimbo. That's right. She is a bimbo. Keep your daughters away from Madonna. There you go. All right. That was a little, little out there on my end, but you know what? I don't think there's anybody who's
out there on her end to call out someone for not standing.
Yeah. She's going to bang on somebody.
Wheelchair or not. It just,
she's going to bang on somebody in a wheelchair. We're going to bang on her. That's it. All right. That's it for us. Don't forget DMLCBD.com. We're going to have maybe one of the biggest BOGOs we've ever had in our history. It is also going to be one of the last BOGOs in our history. We're going to have a few more. We're going to give you more details about that as it comes closer. So don't worry. We're not going out of the CBD business. We're just changing in terms of how it is. We sell it and when we sell it. So you're going to want to take advantage of this big time.
And for our Team DML members, by the way, and if you're not a Team DML member, you need to join because Ryan's Cafe Episode 2 is now available. It's called the Alamo Guacamole, and it is hysterical, and we've had a lot of good reception on it based on the live chat. So I definitely think you guys need to go check that out.
Yes. In fact, your mother and I watched it last night together on the television. And for those of you who don't know, we should probably do a post, Dennis. Can you make a note to yourself? Make a post that describes how somebody can take their phone or their laptop and play it on a smart TV. at least give them the general, maybe have a video. There's got to be a video out there. So your mother and I, you know, using my cell phone, we put it up on our big screen television and we watched you guys doing the episode two. And your mother's like, man, this is hysterical. I mean, if I were watching this, not only would I be like, wow, I want to make that guacamole. Damn it. It looked really good.
Some have been making it. Like I saw some emails too.
It was for the people who don't know, I'm the cameraman during this.
Oh, they know now.
They know now.
They saw
because
that.
Because Mary thinks that Ryan tried to purposely kill me by giving me a little bit of a stem off the avocado, and I was the one who wound up putting it in my mouth. Now, Ryan, were you trying to do something nefarious to your father?
No, that was the only stem in it. So you just got the crap into the stick.
I got the draw of the card.
Otherwise, it was delicious.
Now, listen, it was sensational.
I think because I mentioned in the video, like we have a Mexican restaurant nearby we go to. I think the guac that Ryan made was better than the restaurants.
Yeah. Hands down. So that, and then the 2 weeks before that, we had the Republican smoothie. I've actually made my own version of that at home. I got to share that with Ryan and you for another thing. So I really like it. I took what he did and I kind of twisted it. I took out a couple of things that I thought maybe weren't the most healthiest in the world, like cranberry filled with sugar. And I did it a little different. So we'll have to share that. But anyway, the concept is for people who don't watch it, who haven't seen it. In fact, let me tell two things real quick. Then we got to dive off. We're going too long. There are two programs now that are non-political that we offer to Team DML. You can't get it if you're on the DML News app without a membership. You got to have a membership. It's the way we pay the bills. We have the Wine and Talk, and the Wine and Talk is the most watched video that we post, okay? It is a comedy show. We consider it a comedy show. Mary and I talk about real-life things. We play real-life videos from what we do, and we make it into comedy. I've been with my wife since 14 years old. All right. So we have a comedy. We have a shtick that we do together, which people just love. Some people take it the wrong way. They'll start saying bad things. They're silly people if that's what they do. It is a comedy show. People watch it on Friday and Saturday, and it makes them laugh. We watch it and we laugh back, and it's us. And then now our new show that we've just added in is a recipe show. It is Dennis and Ryan. Ryan is the cook. Denny is the narrator. And they usually talk about something while Ryan is making his meal or his smoothie or whatever. Now, unlike a chef that you will watch on a television program where everything is prim and proper, Ryan sort of breaks the rules a little bit along the way, like throwing avocado pits across the warehouse. But nonetheless, it is a lot of fun. You come away with a great meal or a great healthy something or another, and you will have a nice 10 to 15 minute entertainment space. So join Team DML. You will not be disappointed.
And if you have any suggestions, just email Ryan or I, Denny at Team DML, Ryan at teamdml.com. I think we have an idea for a third episode, but if we see something better, just send it our way.
Yeah, and if you guys like these programs, we'll do them more often. So one of the things we're thinking about doing with the Wine and Talk, Mary and I were talking about this. She said to me, you know, you should do 1 week with me, and then you should bring somebody else in who's fun, like a friend or a neighbor or some. Get them a little liquored up and start having a conversation. It would be a lot of fun. And then same thing, if people like and we see that the play count is good on the Ryan and Denny show, we'll do it, you know, instead of once every 2 weeks, we'll do it once a week. But anyway, we're going to be making more programming like this. You're going to be very happy if you're a Team DML member and a DML News app user. All right, that's it for us. Thanks so much for being with us today. May God bless you, your family, and of course, these United States. God willing, we'll be with you tomorrow.
And today's blessing goes out to Andrea Knight, a great Team DML member, as well as all the other ones I've given blessing to. You guys rock.
Good job. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day, everybody.
Get the Dennis Michael Lynch podcast every day by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and download the DML News app from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store for breaking news, merchandise, films, exclusive content, and Team DML.